Disney Ryan has an email today. Yesterday we were talking about Aerosmith. They're changing the Aerosmith ride at Disney World, the Rock and Roller Coaster. They're going with the Muppets now because nobody knows who Aerosmith is anymore. So a few things came out of that conversation. On the floor of the Rock and Roller Coaster ride, when you're standing waiting in line, there's a hidden Mickey, and I just know that's where it is. And we were speculating that they've hidden little Mickey Mouse figures all over Disney World. Well, Disney Ryan said there are over 1,000 hidden Mickeys in Walt Disney World. There is one cast by a shadow that only shows up once a year when the sun is in the exact perfect position.
Whoa.
How about that? So you can only see that Mickey Mouse in shadow form on the ground one
it's
day.
It's like that Stonehenge effect in New York City when
yes.
the sun sets
yes.
between the buildings.
Exactly. With the Muppets taking over Rock and Roller Coaster, they had rumored replacing Aerosmith for years and years, and Muppets do make sense. They'll always be relevant in the Disney universe. They'll be using the band for Muppets Electric Mayhem. Also, and this came out yesterday too, they had to, at the beginning there, when Aerosmith first did it, there's a video of the guys in Aerosmith, and the whole ride, the premise is, we got to get you to the show really fast, so here, get in this roller coaster and let's go. It's like you're in Aerosmith limo.
And no coke, no groupies.
Well, not for us. No.
We didn't get the fast pass.
No. But the Aerosmith gang are like, come on, let's get in the limo. And right as they turn to go away on the screen, at one time, Steven Tyler did the shocker, which is, you know, a sexual hand gesture. And Disney Ryan knows everything about Disney World. He said they did not reshoot. They did not bring the band in to reshoot the shocker. They added a fourth finger with CGI.
Easy enough.
And Ryan says, I remember those shocker days. I used to point it out to people, like, he's doing the shocker there, as he was in line for the Rock and Roller Coaster. Thanks for updating us on that.
I knew he never lets us down.
No, he does not. Retail Roundup, a woman's going viral for her cream cheese review. You hate ranch. Do you hate cream cheese?
You know, I love cream cheese, but Biggie said this several years ago. It's become the new thing to put in every recipe, and I totally agree with him.
Is that right?
If there's a crock pot recipe, it's probably got a block of cream cheese in it.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Cream cheese.
Now, they're adding it to mac and cheese in some of the TV commercials.
Yes, they are.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good point. Cream cheese is a big thing.
It's like the new bacon, almost.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But you're a fan of cream cheese.
I do like it on a bagel, yeah, for sure.
But not of ranch.
Yeah.
It's different. It's a different thing. Well, a woman just went on to do a cream cheese review and went viral for it. Here she is. Let's see here. Let me get her the first part of her cream cheese review. This is it. This is the review itself.
It's only one cream cheese you gotta have with your bagel. Tempty. It's so fluffy. I hate when you go to a bagel store and they throw a block of cream cheese that I don't know where they got it from.
So she likes a fluffy cream cheese. I don't know why this drew so much attention, but then she read some of her comments.
I have to tell you, the comments on my cream cheese video had me choking. I mean, somebody even called me helmet head. What the frig? But I laughed out loud, literally. I love yous. That was so funny.
Her hair is in the shape of a pumpkin around her head, so they call her helmet head. And then she's going viral for her comments of, I'm okay with it. It's funny. You've seen her hair?
No.
It's apparently just like a pumpkin or a football
okay.
helmet. Yes. And so that's why her cream cheese review has gone viral. And what was the name of the cream cheese, she said?
I didn't recognize it.
I didn't recognize the name either. Let's hear it again.
There's only one cream cheese you got to have with your bagel. Tempty. It's so...
Tempty. I don't know it. I don't know that.
I've never heard of that before.
Either. I just am a Philly cream cheese man. Tempty, she says. Yeah. So anyway, that's why she went viral. Apparently her hair is so funny looking that it got her a lot of views.
It looks like Tempty. T-E-M-P. T-E-E. Two words. Tempty.
I don't think I've ever...
Popular, kosher certified, light, airy, whipped cream cheese.
I do like it whipped. You know, they've done that.
Yeah, you do.
I do like it whipped. I do. If I have the choice...
She said the same thing. These stores of the block?
The block,
forget about it.
That's my kids...
Go frig yourself.
You know, when we were... when we were young, when they were younger and we were having bagels sometimes on Saturday and Sunday morning, we would do whipped cream cheese usually that I'd bought in the grocery store. Well, one time I just brought home regular cream cheese. And of course, my son's like, what? I can't. Okay. He had no upper body strength. He couldn't cut through
can't
it.
Can't spread
he
this.
He couldn't spread that. Yeah. There was no way.
What do I do?
It has to be a whipped cream cheese, obviously.
It comes in a hot pink container.
I'd never even heard.
It's empty.
It's possible it's only like in the Northeast. I don't think I've seen it.
It says it's in Kroger stores.
Well, I don't think I've seen that before. That's interesting. I'm getting ready to buy a bunch of cream cheese. It's Super Bowl party time. And
you go Tempty?
If I find it, yeah, I'll go Tempty. Why not? If she's, I believe her review. Now, I do, some people, I think Biggie included, does cream cheese in his sausage dip.
Yes, that's very popular.
I go Velveeta. I always do Velveeta. I feel like the consistency is so good with it. So that, and I get a lot of compliments on that dish. That's a Velveeta. I can't give away the whole recipe, gracious. But you have to cube your Velveeta and melt it just right with your hot sausage. And
what are some of the compliments?
This is really good.
It's good. I've had better. Not terrible.
I've had this worse. All night. Can you put this in? People love it when that skin forms over the top of it. You know, and you have to really.
Does anyone ever ask you for the recipe?
Well, I think they know the recipe. It's Velveeta, it's hot sausage, and it's Rotel.
Yep.
And to taste. Rotel to taste, and then you're good. There is a, this is retail as well, a teenager in Walmart is going viral today as well for helping a woman. Now a GoFundMe has been set up for him. He is 17 years old. He works at a Stillwater. He goes to Stillwater High School. He works at a Minneapolis Walmart. It's up in Minnesota. And while a woman was checking out there, an elderly woman, she put her credit card into the machine and it didn't have enough money. And she said, I have to put some of these items back. He said, don't worry about it. He took money out from his pocket and paid for it. And so somebody behind him saw what he had done and absolutely loved it, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a GoFundMe started for him. And here's the woman that filmed it and the kid talking about it.
I watched this cashier, knowing nothing about him, walk around, knowing nothing about that lady. He didn't care in that moment who she was, who she loved, who she voted for.
I just did it because it was the right thing to do.
I'm pretty sure the lady had no idea that Brent just paid for her groceries.
I just did my thing. I mean, I don't do it for any people to give me attention and stuff like that.
What a great addition to our community.
There's still hope in this world, and I love that.
That's right. The old and the young coming together like that. He just paid for stuff. Now, when I was a teen, I probably would not have
You never pry your wallet open.
I would not have done something.
Move, lady. So let's go.
All right, which ones do you want to put back?
Get out of the way. I've got other customers here.
I got Tim T coming to room temp here. Let's go.
Well, the woman that you heard at the beginning, they're starting to GoFundMe. It's already got like $20,000 for the kid.
Wow.
We've got to stop doing this.
The GoFundMe?
Especially for people who do something nice. Not everybody needs a GoFundMe.
Well, he said, I just did a nice thing, you know, but everyone's like, oh, no, here, take some money for this.
It's like that guy who worked at Burger King several years ago, celebrated an anniversary. They gave him a bag of like candy and movie tickets. Then they raised like $100,000 for him on GoFundMe. That's not necessary.
It was enough for him to retire.
Yes.
He was like in his 60s and
they thought that the company was being cheap for his celebration.
Well, nobody ever said that they were supposed to give him anything.
No, you're right. You're right.
He had worked there
like 30 years.
Yeah. And it was a Burger King in the Las Vegas airport. And he went online himself and said, look,
he was happy.
He was really happy. They had given him like
a gift card.
Yeah.
A movie ticket.
For a free Whopper.
Exactly.
Burger King had.
Exactly.
Like buy one Whopper, get one half price.
And everybody's like, how dare you?
Burger King. This man's giving his life
to you, you butthole. So somebody starts a GoFundMe. And yeah, he got like $250,000. It was a huge amount of money. Because, you know, it starts to go take off and that's it. Same things happen for this
kid. We get clocks. Nobody starts GoFundMes for us.
Right. You get what?
Clocks.
Clocks.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Did you not get a clock on your anniversary?
Oh, I got a clock. Yeah, I'm sorry.
We get clocks.
Yeah, we get a clock, so you don't get a GoFundMe.
No.
I guess a clock is nicer than like a listen for free card or something.
I'd rather
have
the Whopper.
Yeah, I'd rather than the clock.
Give me the Whopper.
Keep the clock. Give me the Whopper. This is about teenage boys as well. I'm not surprised by this stat. A study has warned that more than a third of teenagers, age 11 to 17, have done sports gambling online in the past year. But now I thought that was strictly frowned upon. You know, if you're 11 to 17, you're not supposed to be able to have money attached to the account. You're not supposed to be able to bet.
I don't know how the workarounds work, but clearly they're getting them.
Well, they probably ask, are you 21? And they say yes.
I just get
this every time. You know what I did yesterday? First time I've ever done this. I ordered some gummies online. I'd looked around for them, and
the paper trail, man.
I know, but I just did
it. It's on your credit card.
You're better than this.
I just did it. I did. I was like,
BB's Trays right here.
I know, but I did it because it was right there. It was so easy. But it said, are you 21? And I said, yes. And they said, are you sure you're 21? I said, yes. And they were like, all right, we believe you. And then.
So will it show up in a discreet packaging?
It better, because it's called like Moist and Moody or something like that.
Is this different formulation than what you're used to?
Yeah, I usually get Serenity Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this time I just went online and said, what's the best gummy for a nice, relaxing feel and a lot of stamina in the bedroom?
And how many comments popped up?
Is this you, Chris Kelly? We know your alias.
I want to have sex all night, but I want to be able to sleep through it.
Exactly.
You got an indica / boner pill. That's what you got.
It's a mix.
You got a hybrid.
It's a mix of the two. It lets you be great in bed and then sleep it off right after that. Exactly what I'm looking for. That's what I'm talking about. So I just went ahead and I just did it. You know, I was like, all right. And it's all the comments were like, thanks for the discreet packaging. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, when you used to order, when I was reading the backs of Playboy's penthouses when I was a teenager,
yeah,
they would sell all these sex aids. And they would always, even the videos and DVDs would say they would come in a discreet brown wrapper.
That's right.
Your postman doesn't know you're a pervert. You know, you could buy a Gluck Gluck. Well, back 3, then, it was a Gluck Gluck 1000.
Right, yeah, that's right.
It's evolved since then, BB Shea.
So I just did it, and I have to hope that it comes in the right packaging. But it did ask me, are you 21 a couple of times?
If it's one of those, because, as you know, the Dems are into wine, and we're in wine clubs, sometimes you have to sign for it.
Ooh, I wonder.
Ooh.
I wonder if I'll have to.
If it's, sometimes you have to sign for a package, and your kids can't.
Well, thank God.
But someone over 21 has to.
If my daughter's home and they ask her to sign, if she puts it together, she'll be like, why do I have to sign for this? It's for you. You know, she'll say, she might think.
She may not be able to legally sign.
She won't. They won't let her.
Yeah.
And then she'll say, what are you ordering?
What did you get, Daddy?
Yeah, that she might, and I'll have to make something up. Give me something.
Sex toy.
Boner pills.
No, I have to make something.
Birthday gift.
Oh, birthday gift.
New pickle paddle, yeah.
Pickle paddle.
That's an awfully soft pickle paddle. She's pretty bright in that way. I think she might know. Anyway, I just said, let's do it. This thing about gambling, teenagers, age 11 to 17, my son used to gamble, but there was no money involved. He was on something where you'd win like chips, but there was no money, and you couldn't until you were 18, at least maybe 21, to do that gambling. But one psychologist said, this is a problem. This is a huge problem that these kids are gambling. Here she is.
The results of this new research are absolutely astounding and a wake-up call for every parent everywhere. One out of three boys in this country are gambling online before they're old enough to vote.
There's a modeling that happens here. Some dads are the ones who are teaching it to their kids without realizing the slippery slope that can come. I do think that this is the next wave of the mental health crisis that will happen in teenage boys.
God,
from daddy. I mean,
Chris Tim's watching, he's looking at me, he's like, daddy did it.
They said it right there.
I mean, they said your dads are modeling.
And you're shocked?
Misbehavior. I'm endorsing.
You're in 10 fantasy leagues?
I endorse DraftKings.